Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
City parents are left wondering what to do when their children aren't in the classroom this fall under the mayor's school reopening plan. WCBS's Steve Burns spoke to one lawmaker about his idea.
As it stands now, Mayor de Blasio's plan is impossible for working families, says City Councilmember Brad Lander.
There was no imagination, no coordination, no planning for what seems like the most basic question. What am I going to do with my kids?
Lander is out with his own blueprint that calls for the city to use community centers, houses of worship, empty offices, even parks and gardens to house daycare operations.
We estimate that there's at least 100,000 kids a day, and maybe more, who will need some kind of childcare.
He also wants to recruit nonprofits and summer camp operators to help run them.
That's going to take a lot of money, and that money has to come from somewhere, and the city doesn't have it.
Lander wants the money to come from Washington or Albany. He also says the city should require employers to accommodate schedules for working parents.
They have to give you a schedule that lines up with the schedule the city is giving you for your kids.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Some 90,000 city students might not have school bus transportation. A source told the Post the Department of Education is considering a plan to make buses available only for special needs students whose transportation is legally required. DOE spokesperson Miranda Barbeau confirmed the agency is assessing a truncated transportation plan. She would not say whether students will have to take subways, buses, or cabs. The recent spike in city shootings has hotspots searching for ways to stop the gun violence. Demonstrators took to the streets of Harlem yesterday at an event called Occupy the Corner for Peace. CBS 2's Corey James reports.
According to the NYPD, in comparison to this time last year, the number of people shot has gone up 206%, while shooting incidents have jumped 184%. Local organization Street Corner Resource helped plan this initiative to fight back against gun violence. Aisha Sekou says everyone needs to get involved to save neighborhoods and lives.
When you have a child, you would never want to look in that room and that be the last memory. So on these streets, when you're trying to save a life, you have to do what's necessary to save the life. That's the bottom line.
During the event, local leaders spoke to the crowd filled with people from all backgrounds and ages.
Mayor de Blasio spoke to the crowd, too.
This is very moving to me because this is the people. This is the people taking back your own community.
Yes.
Right? This is the people saying we will solve our own challenges. We will make something happen in Harlem for our own community.
Police say they've added extra patrols to hot spots. The surge in shootings appears to coincide with a drop in gun arrests. Police data shows since the NYPD disbanded the anti-crime unit, gun arrests have plunged 62%. Beach concession stands across New York are opening today. WCBS's Christy Kalishian has that.
In a statement, Governor Cuomo says he consulted with State Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker and local stakeholders before making the decision. Concession stands at the state's beaches, including Jones Beach, Sunken Meadow, and Lake Welch in Harriman State Park, was made almost 2 months after beaches reopened just before Memorial Day weekend. The governor also added that the decision was made because these concession stands are mostly outdoors and that patrons should be wearing masks and social distancing. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Raw sewage pours into nearly two dozen Brooklyn homes. That's next. Now a check of our forecast. Another hot and humid day, but maybe not as humid as yesterday, Dan Pitanowski.
That's right. It looks like the humidity is going to back off just a little bit today, but it is still going to be very warm already. Plenty of bright sunshine early this Sunday morning across the tri-state area. And we'll have a good deal of sunshine throughout this Sunday. 88 the high this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, pretty warm and muggy, and a shower thunderstorm could move in late tonight, the low 73. Then for tomorrow, clouds, some sunshine and humid, not as hot, but showers and heavy thunderstorms around, especially during the afternoon, the high 82. And then the humidity lowers for Tuesday and Wednesday. Plenty of sunshine both days with highs in the middle 80s, turning more humid again Thursday, partly sunny, maybe a late day thunderstorm, the high 86. Right now, plenty of sunshine, 72 degrees in Midtown, heading up to a high of 88.
Thank you, Dan.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.